cuánto gusto me da verte, pobrecita idolatrada. Cuánto gusto me da verte, yo sin ti no valgo nada. Te de amar hasta la muerte, yo sin ti no valgo nada. Te de amar hasta la muerte, virgen de oro, vida mía por ti oro. Virgen de oro, vida mía por ti oro. Sale de Adigua, mi morenita, no me niegues un besito. Sale de Adigua, mi morenita, no me niegues un besito. Ay, sí, la, 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 la. Ay, sí, la, 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 la.
Trío Lom Piñón, bienvenidos a nuestro programa Raíces al Trío Lom Piñón. Thank you so much for coming today to our show, and thank you for honoring us again with your this news that you're going to release and this new album, Días Felices, Happy Day. Thank you so much for doing that with us. You'll have a party to release this album, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. We're going to have a big show at the Casa San Isidro in Corrales. And going to have some guest musicians and have a really nice night of music on Saturday, February 18th at 7:30.
And then also in Santa Fe?
Yeah, and then the next weekend we'll be in Santa Fe on the 25th.
On the 25th.
Also at the old San Miguel Mission.
Oh, that's a great place, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, they're both such beautiful spaces. It's such an honor to get to play music there.
I listened to the whole CD that you sent me through the archives. One of the things I really liked, it was that this one also has, it's like more varied from in comparison with the first one you already released with some, well, you already had some huapango, huasteco, and now you're having some onda chicana, un bolero, even that. Mm-hmm. What's the reaction of the young audience to this new CD? Because one of the things you were saying in your press release is that you're bringing the nuevo música, nueva mexicana o tradicional, nueva mexicana, to the contemporary, to the young audience who probably don't know even the topics. So how do you feel when you are playing these songs, or what's the reaction you have with young audiences?
I think people dig it a lot when we start.
We're talking with Noah Martinez.
Yeah. when they hear us, a lot of times it's the same music, especially now that we're doing, I guess, a little more closely related stuff, not so deep in the treasure chest. And a lot of people have heard these tunes that we're doing now, or like this style, just from growing up, you know, in their grandma's kitchen and everything. So they kind of hear that, then we get them. But then with everything else we're doing, I think that we I don't know, they kind of listen more.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's something too when people have had that music kind of in the background and then it comes in the foreground, you know, we're playing live somewhere and you don't get to see that and you see young people doing it. I think people seem to, there's like recognition and it's always fun. People think, oh, this is great, you know.
Yeah, fun for sure.
Yeah.
How about letting our listeners know another, let's give them like fresh pearls, another song from this new album, Happy Days or Días Felices.
You play one live or play from the...
Whatever CD? You want. Oh. It's up to you.
Yeah, let's play one from the CD.
Are you going to tell me what is Mirada que Fascina?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a...
Give me a little short part of the story and then we'll wrap up after listening the song. Why it is Mirada que Fascina? Kind of can translate it like a glance that really fascinates you.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. That's a very romantic piece.
Oh, well, let's listen that and then you'll tell us the story. Because this is part of your Onda Chicana part of this CD.
That's right.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about it after listening Mirada que Fascina from Lompiñón. With us today from Lompiñón, we have Jordan Wax, Noah Martinez, and Greg Glassman, or Gregorio Glassman from the Lompiñón Trio. So what was this song from Lompiñón, this not yet released album, Happy Days? You are saying in your description of this new project that you're going from, this música tradicional, Nueva Mexicana, to this Onda Chicana. Is this part of this musical trip you're doing in this CD?
Yeah, the Onda comes from, that's actually where I kind of first started, was with the Onda, playing Onda stuff, really learning... So through music, so through our tunes, we just kind of found, Jordan found this Freddy Martinez tune off Te Traigo Esta Flores record from his record label out of Corpus Christi, Freddy Records. And he dug it and we thought, yeah, let's do this. And I kind of been bugging to do some Onda already because I just kind of missed it, you know. And so we, bam, there we go.
Uh-huh. And it's been fun to see how... I mean, normally the music in the 60s and 70s was always performed with a horn section and electric guitars and a drum set and like an amplified band. And it kind of came out of the more conjunto instruments and the orquesta music with more traditional acoustic instruments. So it's been fun to kind of experiment with how we can use our traditional trio setup and kind of tap into some of those arrangements, which are such, it represents like such a cool period of arranging music and just a lot of fun music. So...
If you're just tuning in, we are with El Trio Lompiñón and with us Noah Martinez in the guitar on and upright bass, Jordan Wax, fiddle, accordion, vocals, and you also play the mandolin.
Yeah, a little bit on the CD, we put some mandolin on there.
Uh-huh. And Greg Glassman in the guitar and vocals from the Lompiñón Trio. They are sharing with us this not yet released album, but there will be a party to release this album in Corrales at San Isidro Church on February 18th, 7:30 p.m., and in Santa Fe on February 25th at the San Miguel Mission, 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. as well. I'm going to squeeze you because you are here, so I'm going to take all the advantage of that. How about sharing another song live with our listeners? What do you want to choose?
We were thinking we play another Onda tune.
Y dale great... con la Onda.
Yeah.
La Onda. Es yeah. la nueva Onda.
Es la buena. Yeah. Y es la buena Onda que sí que la necesitamos, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Sí.
A little what we've been doing, trying to take these arrangements and do them with these instruments. And this is a great classic by Little Joe called Borrachera.
Oh, okay.
This is for the whole North Valley, bro.
And didn't he play last night?
Yeah, he played last night too. So, yeah. Little Joe, if you're listening to us, bro, come on.
That's for you.
Come to the studio.
Yeah, come burn us, bro.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Siga la borrachera, ¿no es cierto? Let's go on with this party. So we, if you're just tuning in, we are having a live performance with Trio Lon Piñon, and they are Greg Glassman, Noah Martinez, and Jordan Wax. Did I pronounce it well? Okay. We are just having this party because this party will be closed to share and enjoy this new album, which title? We need this title. When I saw this title, it was, yes, we need this title of Días Felices, Happy Days, because through music, through art, we can nurture ourselves in these very tough times we are going through. In this album from El Trio Lon Piñon, Días Felices, we have also other genres. One of the genres I like a lot in this CD, and already in your prior CD, is this huapango huasteco. Can you tell us a little bit more about this genre, why you're including it, or what is it? And then, obviously, we are going to listen one.
Huapango Azteco is a great genre of a regional tradition from Mexico that in the Azteca region, like San Luis Potosí, the northern part of Veracruz, Querétaro, I'm forgetting, there's several, a little part of Puebla, Tamaulipas, is a cultural region there. And they have an incredible tradition of music there that has really inspired us. And it's kind of, you know, all these parts, all the regional music, you know, from Mexico, it all kind of comes into New Mexico as the northern part of that culture. So they're all kind of, you know, they say los sones nos hermanan, like the different styles of regional music, they make us a family, you know. Yeah. And
it's so, like a brotherhood, yeah, through music.
Yeah, and there's a lot of parallels in all those traditions, so they fit together really well. And this is the huapango, something that we got into and started learning more of, and really inspired us to. I mean, people love it. It's such a lively form of music and dance music, and it catches people right away. And it's been really fun to be able to share that spirit of traditional music and then also bring that to the other genres we play and try to, you know, express the same sense of joy and the same excitement and keep it at that level of the huapangos. It's kind of inspired us for the other styles too. Yeah.
Very happy one, and I was thinking to choose from this CD, I think it's a classic, El Que Reque.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? And we're going to listen from El Trio Lon Piñon, from their album Happy Days, Días Felices, this El Que Reque, huapango huasteco.
El whisky o aguardiente, pues a la mejor licor, pues a la mejor licor, el whisky o aguardiente.
featuring in this part of the show some of the songs, and in this case, one of the songs from the new album that will be released very soon. It's already there. We have our K&M Estreno. We have this Fresh Pearl. We are with Jordan Wax, Gregory Glassman, Noah Martinez, un reciente y flamante papá. Felicitaciones. ¿Primer bebé o un segundo?
Es mi segundo.
El segundo. ¿Cómo se llama?
Serafín Nathan Martínez.
¡Qué nombre!
Va a salir violinista con nombre, sí. Es.
Sí, sí, ya tiene el nombre artístico puesto, yeah. ¿Verdad?
Peleonero también.
Sí, peleonero también.
Sí, ya.
Well, buena combinación.
Sí, buena combinación. Porque el nombre de Nathan es de mi primo y él murió en un año pasado.
Ajá. Entonces, está en su alma también.
Sí,
la parte
mucha,
peleadora, con mucha garra,
sí.
Mucha fuerza.
Sí, pero balance, ¿no?
Sí, sí, un poquito de calma, un poquito de fuerza.
Sí, sí, sí.
Sí, claro que sí. So, we are listening to Trio L'Opinion, and just featuring part of the songs of this new CD. They are releasing their second one. Raíces has been already honored by this trio twice when you were releasing your first one from this album. You can also go to L'Opinion because the N still is missed, and the stress, even that one, is terrible. So L-O-N-E. PINON.com for the listeners who were asking also where to find or how to find more information, the gigs, etc. of this trio, and they can go also there. Can I ask you another live song?
Sure.
If you want, if you are still with the energy, you look like you have energy.
Yeah.
You have been playing in many places in the summer. You were everywhere, isn't it? Beside this fiesta for the CD released, a new CD released album. Do you have another concerts, events to share with our listeners?
We do. Those are the biggest local ones, I think. We kind of focused on those to launch the CD. We're really excited to take our music to Chicago for the second time. We're really honored that Old Town Folk School has invited us to play there. It's a really wonderful kind of cultural center that the city of Chicago got behind, and they really promote a lot of international music. Local bands play there. So we're really happy. At the end of February, we'll be going there for a couple of days, and the community of musicians up there are really great. So we're really excited to go up there for a couple of days. And we'll also be going to Jordan's home state. There's a documentary film festival called True False that we've played a number of years now. It's in Columbia, Missouri, Jordan's hometown, and we're really excited to go up there in March, toward the beginning of March. But we also have full of our regular local haunts that we love to play. We're at Second Street Brewery in Santa Fe once a month. We're at Marble once a month. We'll be at the Northeast Heights location at the end of March.
And then...